This is The Naked Scientist with me, Ben Valsler, and with Dave Ansell. And still to come, we'll hear from both sides of the nuclear divide. Are nuclear power plants the solution to our energy needs, or a needless risk when renewable can provide our power? But first, the Messenger spacecraft completed 1 year of orbiting Mercury this month. Now, by that I mean 1 Earth year, not 1 Mercury year. And 2 papers published in the journal Science highlight some of the surprising scientific results from our solar system's innermost planet. Messenger launched back in 2004, and after a few successful flybys, it went into orbit around Mercury in March 2011. As well as taking lots of images, it's been measuring the magnetic field, taking spectral analysis of the surface and of its fairly tenuous atmosphere, and it's been mapping the terrain, and it's made some unexpected discoveries about the planet's surface and about its core. So using results from laser altimetry that was measuring topography, it becomes obvious that Mercury's northern hemisphere has a lower dynamic range of elevations, or it's simply less mountainous than Mars or the Moon. Now, that's not to say that Mercury has had an inactive life. There's plenty of evidence of meteorite bombardment and of volcanism, and also that large-scale changes have occurred since that last heavy bombardment, since the volcanic activity died down. Some impact craters have even been tilted on their side and distorted, and the middle of them are now higher than the edge of the crater. Now, that suggests that either volcanic or some sort of tectonic activity must have been a very, as yet poorly understood, aspect of Mercury's evolution. So that's clearly a target for scientists to look at. Some of these unusual surface features, though, could be accounted for by Mercury's very strange core. It takes up 85% of the planet's radius. Now, that's much larger than we would predict from our understanding of Earth, where the core only accounts for about 50% of the radius. It contains a truly vast amount of iron, and that generates a fairly distinctive magnetic field, but it also has a very unusual structure. Earth has a solid inner core surrounded by a liquid outer, but it seems that Mercury has an extra layer of complication. There's a solid iron sulfide outer core that surrounds a liquid metal layer, and that in turn surrounds a solid inner core. That's partly why we get very strange magnetic signals from Mercury. This core structure is unique among all of the planets that we've been able to observe so far, but it does fit well with observations of the magnetic field, and it helps to explain some strange chemistry going on the surface. We know, for example, that the crust contains far more sulfur than could otherwise be predicted. So Mercury may yet have yet more surprises for us. Other reports also out this month have been hinting at the existence of frozen liquid water at the poles, for example. And due to its success, the Messenger program has been extended to probe even further, so we'll get yet more science in a few months' time.
Mercury is a very strange planet. It's very small and dense and just bizarre.
It is. It has the most uneven orbit of all of the planets, for example. It does things like rotates three times a year. It doesn't really fit with our current model of how planets evolve and how planets form in the first place. And that's why things like Messenger are really, really important. And that's why it's good that we understand what's going on in the core and the constituents, why there's all this sulfur on the surface, why there's all that iron inside.
And of course, the more we learn about the other planets, the more we understand our own planet itself.